One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The streak continues for Mikey V in the Ohio State gear. That's what happens when you win a natty. So Mikey V has arrived with the Have a Day mug. Joey D has arrived as well. Fellas, a lot to get into. But first and foremost, very good to see you, gentlemen.
Happy Saturday morning to all of you. All of you gentlemen recording on a Saturday. Happy Tuesday morning to all you listeners and watchers.
Do you have to have the AC cranked to wear that sweater? Because I know me, Mikey, at my place, if I wore that sweater, I run hot as is. So if I wore something that like thick, mm-hmm. I would get hot. I'm hot wearing this.
Mm-hmm. That's a high thread count there, Bob.
It is.
Mm-hmm. A very high thread count. Mm-hmm. It looked like soft as lamb's wool.
It's not. Mm-hmm. It's by the way, it's not a shot. It's a nice sweater.
Who said it was a shot?
I feel like you're reacting like it's
a
shot.
Yeah, he looks like he's a little on edge.
Yeah, no, you look like I'm begging. I'm serious. No. It looked like you thought that was a shot.
We're giving you a compliment. I don't know why we got the face.
There was no face.
Bob, was there a little bit of a face?
There was no face. He's making a face. You ever see Don't Mess with the Zohan with the goat? He's making the face.
Underrated show.
Now, Bob never seen that movie.
By the way.
Bro, Zohan. Zohan is a fucking
Don't Mess with the Zohan is one of his best movies.
Very underrated.
Oh, remember when he's swimming like a dolphin?
Bro.
And he's
and what's his name? Jonathan Turturro.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's unbelievable in that. He's so good. Bob, underrated. Oh. Bob, that's like a mindless movie. You would love it.
I think Bob would like it.
It's a mindless movie. That's not a shot.
No. I mean, like, it doesn't require a lot of, like, attention is what I'm saying. Like,
That's a shot.
But I know you don't like to, like, overly invest mentally into movies. You kind of like to just put it on and you like to melt away. And I respect that.
The biggest Cinderella story of all time was me loving Interstellar. One of my favorite movies of all time.
That makes no sense.
McConaughey's
whatsoever.
In that, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but Mikey, that's a hard one to follow.
Yeah, McConaughey, though, I feel like anything with McConaughey just is an automatic. It's like an automatic, like, even if the movie isn't great itself, and Interstellar was good, but even if the show or the movie isn't the best, like, you put McConaughey in it and he just elevates it because it's him. You know?
Bob ain't watching Dallas Buyers Club anymore.
No. By the way, great movie.
That's a really great movie.
Really good.
I love McConaughey. He's the man. Even on podcasts, he's fucking awesome.
And Bob, to answer your original question about the heat, it's 27 degrees in Jersey in the basement. You know, I'm in the basement, so the heat rises. It doesn't. It's comfortable.
The thing about McConaughey, they got to get him off the sidelines, man. Yeah. We get it. The Texas thing. It's too much. I don't think
he's that bad, though. He doesn't really do too much. He just stands there and watches the game. It's not like he's like,
name? You guys were complaining about Irvin with Miami.
Irvin was horrible.
You think it's the same thing, Bob?
McConaughey leads him out of the locker room. He's giving them speeches. He's talking to them on the side. He does a lot. And I like him, but he does a lot.
You know, some of these colleges, though, like the former alum, like the big time players, they hang on. You know, they hang on now. Yeah. McConaughey, I don't know, but you know, Irvin with Miami, I don't know. What's that? What was that?
It's just
that
the guy who's wearing the Ohio State sweater, just hanging on, Bob.
He has left the podcast.
Oh, you're talking about what a hard old move.
Now, Joe, that was a gift from my, oh, by the way, there you go. That was a gift from my mother, Joe.
Which, by the way, is hysterical. Like, her it getting is. That gift is the most.
Where do you put that? You putting that in the basement?
My mother is on a streak of gifts that just make, like, she thinks like I must live in like the Roman Colosseum where I have all this wall space to hang this shit. This was last Christmas. You ready for this one?
Oh my
Whoa,
God.
what the fuck, man?
That's
Oh.
a good one, though. I could see Bob putting that up.
Oh, by the way, I
I mean,
stopped watching. Dude,
it's
I
good,
just.
but at the same time, like, what am I supposed to do with it?
What are you guys, Bob? What are you doing?
I just opened this protein shake, and every time I open these things, it splatters everywhere,
But
man.
kind of a shirt is that? What is that
that's
logo?
Panther
Panther
National. It's a
National.
golf course.
Great place.
Really, really high-end spot out here,
Oh,
man.
well, I mean, I would assume it wasn't a low. I knew it wasn't a low-end spot. I could tell you that, right, Bob?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I stopped watching The Sopranos.
This is what I'm
It's
saying. So when
just.
I say like Zohan would be great for you, that's not a shot because you
Yeah,
probably
no,
you
I
never
get
made
it.
it to the third and best season.
No,
Three
it
and four,
just.
spe three and four are both
You know
spectacular.
Three
what,
is
Dave? It
spectacular.
just
It is.
started to lag on me, man. I just. It was
Wow.
that the therapy sessions were just so
Bob,
taxing on
at
me.
what point do we say this is a you problem, though?
No, I've been
Are you
very
ready to
open
go
about
hand
it.
up? Like, don't tell me about the therapy sessions. Don't tell me about how it
No,
dragged on. Let's point the finger in the mirror
100%,
and look at the man in the
100%.
mirror.
No,
Because he just.
I've said that I know with everybody that likes it, it's absolutely a me problem, but
He
I'm just
doesn't
telling
stick
you
to shows that are
how I
multiple
feel.
seasons. The only one he's done is
What the fuck? How
Entourage.
are you supposed to watch a show?
Entourage is the only one. Entourage. I don't even think he finished all of Breaking
Dude.
Bad. Like, he doesn't watch multiple season shows. He just doesn't have it in him.
Do you know what's a sell? Is podcasts that will be like, we're now starting season two, episode one. It's a podcast. Like, there shouldn't be seasons in a podcast.
No, because it just runs.
Correct. There's so many people that be like, okay, season two starts next week of this podcast. It's like, yo, it's not a season.
The
Like,
only
you
thing I
just.
will say with that is it's easier to like track down a certain episode. If you're
Well, yeah,
like,
that's true. But I mean, if you number the episodes out.
yeah, I'm just saying that if like you have like like a season's like, and somebody wants to go back and find like a really good episode, they can look through the seasons. Like, it'll make it easier.
Our stuff is
You know
definitely like
what?
you got to dig to
Do you
find it.
want
Oh,
it?
and they have
By
people
the
who
way,
dig.
we could take it all back. Do you guys want to do seasons?
No, new. No. Nope.
The
Nope.
thing is, if you do the
Nope.
seasons, how many episodes to a season? Is it like
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I would guess it would run fiscal year, like January 1
Fiscal
to December
year.
31st,
He's
no?
right, Bob. That's exactly how I would say
Fiscal
right
year.
here. Season FY25 coming at you, episode number four,
You know, see, the
right out of the
thing with Bob
gates.
that baffles me is he's so bad with movies, but he will watch and listen to thousands of podcasts week after week after week. And
Yeah.
I don't have it in me to do that.
I
I
can't consume
cannot
that either.
listen to more than
Yeah.
15 minutes of a podcast aside from ours and some, maybe a couple of others. I just don't have the time to
But
sit down and listen to podcasts.
with the podcasts that I'm listening to are not for it's all cringe. Like it's stuff that is so bad that
You
I
love
find
that.
it. Oh,
Yeah, he
Mikey.
thrives on the
He
worst stuff
does.
on the
He
internet. Like,
does. I wish we could air my top five podcasts right now.
I
Of a
think
lot of
we'll
times people that I can't stand.
get to the point eventually where you could just do that without having any concern anymore.
What
We'll
makes
get to
you
that
say
point. Like when you're
that?
older, I feel like when you get
Oh,
older, you know what I mean? Like when,
yeah.
if we're still doing this like
I'm
10
already
years
at
down the
that
road,
point. Yeah,
yeah.
Joe has reached
Oh,
that
Joe,
point a
right.
long
Joe,
time
Joe,
ago.
Joe. We know
Yeah,
Joe.
Joe, let me tell you something. It's funny, like we'll be on the golf course. We were on the golf course yesterday, and like I was in the car. This guy Mason, not from BustDeck. What an absolute joy to
I've met
be
him a
with.
couple times at
Yeah.
the Opens. He's a nice guy.
Oh yeah, so
Yeah.
great. Just gets it. Just he's a joy to be with. And we were in the car and
Big
we were talking.
fella. Yeah. Big fella. Big boy.
We were
Yeah.
talking about
Not as big as me, but he's big.
we were talk ah, he's 6'7", Mikey.
Yeah, but I mean,
Well, he's oh, you're trying to say,
No, I mean, like, he's not like as big as me, is what I'm saying.
bro, he was on the O line, man. He
I
was
mean,
Deion.
that's fine. He's a big boy.
But
I've seen,
okay, all
I've
right.
been in his company. He's a
Let
big
me
boy,
ask
no
you
doubt
this.
about it.
If you're on the D line and Mason Nutt is on the O line, are you
Mahomes
getting to
got
that
tree trunks
quarterback?
for legs,
Yeah,
bro.
bro. He, he.
Bob, I'm
Are
rip
you?
swimming. I'm rip swimming, Mason. No, no disrespect. I like the guy a lot. I like him a lot.
I think
I
that's
like
our
him a lot.
guy.
I like him a lot. But I mean, yeah, I'm rip swimming him.
You
He's big.
really
Yeah,
We
think
might
so?
have to set something up here, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, you want to set it up, you set it up. You give me the time. Listen. You know what? Don't turn this because I really like him. Don't do that. Don't do
I
that.
don't think
Don't do
you're
that.
saying
He's a
anything
nice
bad,
kid.
Mikey. I don't
No,
think you're saying.
I mean, Bob.
But Mikey, he's a physical guy.
He's
And so are
big.
you. I mean, you caught Kevin Holland's mouthpiece.
I did. I
I'm
did.
gonna
I mean,
call
Bob, didn't you try and go on me on an Oklahoma drill? Was that you or was that Jet?
him.
Who
He
was it?
buried me. He fucking crushed me.
That's what I'm saying. Now
Yeah.
he's
Oh,
calling the guy.
me,
He's
though.
fucking calling the
I
guy.
am.
Oh my. This is
Let's just
impressive.
ask him. I just want to ask him. We have another call to make today, by the way, which I'm gonna do after. My dad's not happy about the podcast last week and wants to defend himself.
Your call
Not
has
for
been
me.
about the New York
Wow.
Defense,
He
which,
juiced you. Now you got to say that I would take him,
to
Bob,
be
after he
honest,
juiced the call.
I don't know, and we'll call him now because he really wants us to call.
Who, Pops?
Yeah,
What does he
he
want
called
to?
me.
What does
He called me
he upset
yesterday. I was
about?
on the phone with my
Upset
mom.
with Bob?
He's like,
Oh, because we
I
buried him for the UFC picks.
bury.
Now I didn't
By the
bury him.
way, but you
I
know
didn't
what
bury
though,
him.
Bob? You
I
got to
didn't
be
bury
able
him.
to
Go bury him.
but I didn't. We Bob and I both buried him. But I what I will say is that like. As good as he is with making picks, you got to put a hand up when you have a bad night. Like you can't just like you can't just be like, oh, you know, like I'm usually good. It was a bad night. It
That's
is
what
what it is. What
there's a
does he have
lot
to do?
of things in the gambling world that
I
people should
don't.
put their hand up about, to be honest.
Whoa.
There's a lot of things people should be putting their hand up about in the gambling world.
Is there something you want to get off your chest, Michael?
Nothing at all I want to get off my
Okay.
chest, but I'm just saying,
All right, let's
gambling is
call him.
very fickle. You cannot fuck with the feng shui of what's happening in the gambling world. If things are going well, you don't just don't say anything. Just don't say anything.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Let's just see what he has to say.
He's going to be upset, and rightfully so.
Yeah, but
Oh, it's rightfully
the
so. That
facts are the facts. I mean, what do you want to do? I love him, but he had a bad night.
Dad,
hey, how are you doing?
live on the Brownlee Dumb Show. You wanted the call. You
Fine.
got the call.
I appreciate that very much. You know, when I'm being talked about and I can't respond, it's frustrating. And you're probably thinking, what can I possibly have to respond with that's going to contradict what you said?
Well, yeah. So just so the people know, what took place last week was Pops had a really bad UFC night. He had a bad UFC night, couldn't hit a pick. And when we called it a night, he was out of there fast. He got out of the.
Can we just make sure, Bob, we establish that I did not say anything about any of that? Can you establish that
Mikey,
with
for the
him? Can
love
you
of
establish
God.
that with him?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want that
fair. But
established.
granted, Mikey, yeah, yes, you weren't there. I felt like Pops didn't just put the hand up. He didn't put the hand up, say he had a bad night. Usually his UFC picks are very good. He
He
called
vanished like
yesterday,
Houdini.
said that he was really, really upset about how we talked about him on the show. It's all yours, Dad.
Well, first of all, Mikey, you did not, gentlemen, as usual.
Thank you.
I feel I feel like I really got pretzeled last week because
Yeah.
I'm looking right now, Robbie, at what I sent you. First of all, here's what I sent you as far as the text. This is what I bet. I'm going against the Aussies, the fights were in Australia, in most of these fights. My best bet by far is Teixeira. Okay? That's what I text you. I also text you, these are, I'm going to do a lot, I'm going to do some parlays and long shots, low risk, high reward. Okay? So that's what I text you. Then I also text you the fights. So I'm going to run it down, but I don't want to bore your fans with UFC from a week ago.
Well, I mean, we don't need every fight here.
Oh, Joe, have some respect here.
That's none.
Have some respect.
Joe, what did you say?
I just said we're not going to run through every single fight, are
but
we?
That's what he's saying. He's not going to bore the fans. Okay.
All right. Well, everybody's on edge here. Mikey, by the way, is trying to stir up a pot. I see what's going on over there.
You said I was 0-7, which is so far from the truth. And that's why Bob said. I feel like I had to call it. First of all, Joe, you walked in, you missed the first three fights.
Wow.
But Bob said they were all losses. So I just was going based on what Bob said.
No. But that's the case. It wasn't all losses. I had Nolan as a win in a parlay, in a live parlay with Duplessis. Did you guys bet that?
Didn't take that.
Well, that was a winner.
Didn't take that.
Ding, ding, that's a winner. Okay? I had Bellotto and Teixeira. Bellotto was that really exciting fight, which was the last fight.
Oh, he got killed.
What are you talking about? It was a draw.
Yeah, he didn't get killed.
I thought the draw was a loss.
No, the Bellotto fight was sick. Went all the way to the wire. It was insane. They beat the shit out of each other. It was insane.
So
was that with the guy with the Australian mullet?
Yes.
I had Bellotto and Teixeira. So you win half of the parlay because you had a draw, and then you had Teixeira, which was a winner. I also had Teixeira by knockout.
Love Teixeira.
Knocked out, I think, in like 30 seconds.
First round.
Did you guys have that bet?
Yeah, Mike.
We left before that fight
happened. Mr. B, how impressive is Teixeira as a 6'7" guy moving around like that? That's very impressive.
Oh, he's incredible. And they put in an Aussie, this Taffa, who is slow and was going to get destroyed.
But, Dad,
the odds were not even that great on it. I think it was like -250.
But, Dad, the only thing that I'll say is, though, granted, from what you had on your legal pad prior, each fight, the way that it always goes, is we take fights right after. And a lot of those fights that we were taking in the middle of it don't always stand as just the bets on the legal pad. And we did have a bad night, and you got out of there really, really quick. And I just didn't think you went hand up the way we would have liked to see the hand up.
Because I didn't go 0-7. That, why would I go hand up? Okay, and also, so I did. There were two parlays that I lost. What's his name? We took a chance on Prado, and he got destroyed. But other than that, so going into, I had two live parlays going on, and it was all on Teixeira. Plus, I had a Teixeira by knockout, so Teixeira wound up night for me.
I will say this, Mike. I normally always defend you on this podcast because I think you should be defended when you don't have a voice to speak for yourself. That being said, we left before the Teixeira fight even happened because we had lost everyone up until then. At least when I was there, we didn't win a single one. And every pick that you had lost, so we left at the Teixeira fight. But I will normally defend you. I just think it was not your A stop, and that's fine. We keep it moving.
I even text Robbie. I said it was a shitty card, but this is what we're going with. And it's going to be, you know, low risk, high reward. And we did win. The Bellotto fight was a draw, so we did win that parlay with the sheriff.
But overall, did you lose? So maybe it wasn't the 0-7, but overall, did you lose?
Overall, I won because it's the sheriff. Last thing I'm going to say, and I'll let you guys get on with your show. Last thing I'm going to say is, Joe, you walked in there, okay? You bet a basketball game. And you were so involved in that basketball game. That's why you don't know the results of what happened.
That's preposterous, Mike. I was watching the fights, rooting on every single fight.
Hey, Mr. B, can I just say something?
And by the way, I was riding the picks that you guys had given. I wasn't like I was standing aside.
You may have even bet a ping pong match that night.
That's ridiculous. You see, this is where it gets pretzeled now. By the way, Mike, everything that you guys gave, I rode while I was there. I was a rider because I had a prior game in that was happened to be on Bob's other TV that I was watching. Didn't mean that I wasn't vehemently rooting for our picks every single fight.
Was that the Clemson game? Clemson?
No, it was Alabama and Arkansas, and Alabama ended up winning. But that Bob had the game on the TV on the side. Every bike that Mike and Bob gave, I rode the pick, and I vehemently rooted for what we had. So for you to say that, Mike, is a little bit preposterous to say that I wasn't invested I didn't know what was happening in the fights.
Go ahead.
Did you bet to share it? Did you bet to share it?
We left because we had lost every fight. We said, Bob said it was late, and he said, if we lose this next fight, we're all going to go. We had come to that decision. We lost a fight, and I left, so I didn't even have to share it.
Okay, so then I left, and all of a sudden, I got out of there so quick. Everybody got out of there quick.
You got out of there really quick. You got,
you know, pulled the Irish exit.
I don't know. It might have been the gummy that I did. I don't know.
Mike and Lashley, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say to Mr. B, Mr. B, listen, from somebody, you know, who does this, you know, on the side as part of a major, you know, influx of what he does on social media, picking games and stuff. They never remember the winners. They always, always remember the losers. They always want to talk about the losers and how you lost. They never want to remember when you went 5-1, 5-2, 6-0, 4-2. They never want to remember the winning days. It's always about.
That's true, Mike.
You don't know if that's true. When you do ready for this one? No. Hold on. Mr. B, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I didn't hear from Joe all week in concerns with my picks that I put out this week. I didn't hear from him all week. Last night, I get a text message in the group chat with your son and Joe saying, man, Cornell fucking buried us tonight.
They did.
It was the first loss that I had put out all week. I went Monday winner, Tuesday winner, Wednesday winner,
Mikey,
Thursday winner.
Why
Friday,
are you so
he
defensive?
Comes out of nowhere with a loser. What about Mikey, when we were winning? What
Mikey, why can't I, by the way, no one said that, at any point did I say you made a bad pick? At any point did I say this was a terrible game? Why did you take this? I said they buried us. The kids never showed up. That's all I said. And you took it personally. And I wasn't coming at you. I was saying we win as a team, we lose as a team. And I was not at any point.
Bob,
like,
did you see the text, we win as a team, lose as a team text?
I'm saying that. But when you have a good streak, Mikey, do I not go on the Gambler's Digest and say, great pick, Michael, you crushed it. I always do. And I never once said, Mikey, this is a terrible pick.
Right,
I said, yo, these kids never showed up.
All right.
And I will continue riding Mike Berger's picks.
I will finish by saying this. Yes.
I will continue riding Mike Berger's picks because, Mike, as I have said many times in the past, I don't know UFC. And when we go to the UFC, I always ask you, what do you have? Because I'm a rider. I don't make my own picks because I'm a loser. I'm a traditional loser. If I pick something, it's a loss. So I like to go with people who I feel have an edge on the competition, who know more than I do, who have some kind of knowledge in that field. And Mike, when it comes to the UFC, I will always ride your picks. And that's not going to change just because we had a few losses.
Okay, well, exactly, a few losses. Not 0-7.
I never said 0-7. I said that.
The chat was saying 0-7.
The chat was saying
0-7.
It's your dad. Watching. You gotta confirm that before you go with the chat over your dad.
No, Mikey,
that's on
you.
You
know what?
That's on you.
It felt like 0-7.
Wow.
It felt bad because normally we win.
This is not right. This is not right. This is not right.
Here's the deal. Overall, UFC, when we go to these events, we've won. We've had great time.
Maybe it's a thing about being there where Mr. B really just, when he's there, he's got it. You know
that
what I mean?
Thoughts?
Like he's got it when he's there.
There might be something to that, but I'll say one thing, Joe, I don't mean to pick on you, but when we watch the UFC, I want to watch the UFC. When there's a basketball game going on and a ping pong match or whatever,
ping pong is insane.
It kills the vibe. It kills the vibe.
By the way, Mike, did I at any point turn that Arkansas-Alabama game on? It was on when I walked in.
But Joe,
the
you do in defense though. When you go to watch a game with you have 20 other. Like when we were at the UFC, you were watching college basketball on your phone.
That
live
was one time, Bob. I've been to 3 UFC fights. I've never done that again.
But in defense, you do. You have 20 different things.
Well, that's a bit preposterous to say 20 things.
It is.
That's
it is. Now it's a time for you to take a little accountability though and say, yeah, you do have. A lot going on. It's a lot.
You're commenting, Joe. You're commenting on the basketball and whatever. And really, nobody else gives a shit about it except for you. It's annoying when you keep on bringing it up when I'm trying to watch the UFC.
Mike, I was vehemently rooting for our picks when Prado was getting his ass fucking kicked. I was watching round after round after this guy got beat to a pulp. I was rooting. I root very hard for what we have. I take my ridership very seriously that I don't go against what the field has. When we are in something, I'm cheering. I'm rooting for us.
I agree with that.
Like, come on, Mike.
I agree with that, and Prado did get his ass kicked.
He stinks.
Some accountability on that, I'll give you that. But anyway, let me let you guys get back on with the show.
We love you, Mike.
Great call.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
All right, great.
By the way, one last thing before he leaves. Was there a fight at the Jackals game yesterday?
We've heard word that there was a fight at the Jackals game yesterday.
Yeah, there was. Well, it wasn't fisticuffs. It was just arguments.
Okay. Dad, we look forward to the next card. Maybe it's in Australia again. We don't know.
So do I. Joe, focus.
We love you. We love you, Mike.
Love that. All right.
Great call.
Yeah, it's a good call in. The chat was the one saying that he was over 7, but in fairness to them, it felt like over 7. Now, I do agree with you, Mikey, that a lot of times people do just think about the losses.
Oh, 100%.
I get
100%.
That.
And listen, I get it. I get it. It's a what have you done for me now business. Correct. You know, nobody cares.
That realm
about.
It's not a win-win. Like, that's a tough industry to be in.
You need the thickest skin because when you go, inevitably, every gambler goes on losing streaks. It's just what it is. Like, you can't win. And when you do, you got to have thick skin because, I mean, people will pour it the fuck on.
Mikey, isn't it like if you go, like, 50 to 60%, like, you're a really good handicapper.
If you could handicap 60%, you're really good. You're really good.
That's the thing, and people don't understand that.
They think you're going to go 80%. They want you to go 90%. It's not possible. Nobody could do that. Nobody.
Well, if people know that in their right mind, Jesus wouldn't go 90%.
Let me ask you a question. If there were handicappers out there that could truly go 80 to 95%, why in the world would they have to sell you their picks? Why in the world would... they wouldn't have to work another day in their life. They wouldn't have to make any other source of money. They would just gamble for a living.
Part of the business, Richard.
Part of the business, Mikey B. I'll tell you about the good folks over at Lucy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I think people really appreciate, you know, they used to get upset with us with ad reads. When we embed them in, like, rather than putting the ones that are embedded in that we put in, just doing it on the fly.
Organic.
You know, as the time have gone, we've learned something about our listeners as they've learned, I think, a little bit about us. And I think it's been a beautiful relationship.
I mean, listen, Bob, the bottom line is you want the Brilliantly Dumb Show to continue forever. Like, some of these people comment every week, we need the show. We love the show. We got to make sure we're keeping the house in order. We have to keep the house in order. We have to support the house. We have to support Joey D's habits and you know, all these things that go good habits, Joe, good habits, mind you. No, I'm saying the good habits, like, you know, I mean, Joe's got to have to raise a family. Now I'm raising a family. There's things we got to, I'm giving you a compliment, Joe. You're shaking your head at me.
I took your
side, Joe, today. I was on your
even,
side.
Even Mike coming at me, I'm a little on edge because I know.
Now you're on edge. You said everyone else is on edge.
I am on edge because I defend Mike. I feel like
you're a big Mike Berger back.
Yeah, I love Mike. You are, and I always root for him. And it's like, it's always, I feel like I'm the easiest one to come at in a situation like this. Like, I'm always, you know, turnpiked. It's unbelievable.
But Joe, you go at people all the time. Like, you
who
go,
I go at
all the time. You bash. Be like, you're the first.
Not people, people in my. I don't go at people.
But also,
in my corner.
when it's fun banter. It's fun quality banter.
No, but I'm saying Mikey bringing up habits. What habits are we talking?
But
about?
I said good habits. Fun,
habits was the wrong word. I'm
fun
sorry.
Banter.
Habits was the wrong word.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going at your throat, taking personal shots.
I'm saying in general, I feel like I'm the easiest one to come at. No, I'm not talking Mike. I'm talking in general.
But you just said Mike.
I use him as an example. I also use Mikey in the habits example, Bob. I'm saying in general, I feel like I sometimes I'm easy bait.
I don't think so, Joe.
I don't either. I don't think so.
I think we all take an equal amount of heat, I think. No?
And you dish it, and you do dish it. You dish it, and you do take it well. But that's a, it's, it comes
I dish
and
it sometimes.
And.
By the way, I might dish it more to Mikey than anyone else.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And you know what? At the end of the day, I love
him. You know what? I will say this.
At the end of the day, I love Joe no matter what. Like,
all these people are like, oh, Cutsy does. Is it nice to bear down and all this shit? You know, I consider this young man a good friend of mine. And on his birthday, like, I went out, I made it very well known that, like, I consider this man a dear friend of mine. And, like, I try to let my actions do the talking. So all these people who want to, like, pretzel this and say that I'm, like, against bear down and stuff like that, they can go kick rocks.
Okay. I mean, I thought.
Do you not agree?
I feel like we're dear friends. Yeah, I thought. I mean, honestly, I put you on a level higher than dear friend because, you know, dear friend to me. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mason Nutt on the horn.
Oh, boy.
Right. Mason, welcome to the Friendly Dumb Show.
Oh, wow.
We got a question.
Working on the week, huh, fellas?
We got a question for you, okay? And you can be honest with us. We're not trying to start. Just be honest with us how you truly feel.
Okay.
You know a lot about Mikey V, right? You've met Mikey V before?
Yeah, big boy.
Big boy. That's all right. Big boy. Big boy. Okay?
We're off to a hot start.
You go on the line, okay? If you're on the offensive line, Mikey's on the defensive line. Is Mikey getting to the quarterback?
Oh. Am I on the right or left side?
Whatever side. That's a good question. Mikey, what side do you want? Mikey, what side do you want?
Don't matter.
Don't right, matter.
We'll say, left we'll side, say, right, strong we'll side. Say, we'll say left side.
Left side, strong side.
No, my guy's getting the ball out.
Yeah.
Oh!
Does he have to step up into the pocket, or has he got a clean pocket?
No, I mean, it's a short route over something over the middle, but
might be a pop pass, honestly.
Yeah, screen.
It's a screen.
It's a shovel pass.
Listen, there's no way he's touching the quarterback.
Oh,
hey, next breezy open, we could have our little Oklahoma drill, baby. That would be unbelievable.
That would be electric.
Thank you, me.
All right, we'll see you at the next breezy open.
Hey, by the way, Mason, you still there?
He's here.
I'm here.
Don't forget who put you on their top five golf influencer list when everyone else shit on you. Okay, don't forget that.
My goodness gracious.
I never got a thank you for that, but that's okay. Hey, I thought I had him on my list. Did you?
Yeah, I had him on my list.
Oh, it was Joey D.
You know what, dude? You know.
Hand up. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to say I had him on my list.
Hand up. I always sung his praises, though. Bob can attest to that.
Hey, Mason, remember who your two friends are, the guy who actually put you on your list.
Yeah, Mace, we'll see you at the next Breezy Open. We'll see you at the Oklahoma drill.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. He goes, my quarterback's getting the ball out.
That's great.
He's getting the ball out.
He's a big boy.
He was a big-time basketball. No.
I know he's big, guys. I know he's big. He's big. He is.
But there's a level of physicalness that he attains that you attain too, which is why it's a really good.
Let me ask you a question, Bob. Who's your money on? The fact that you're even doing this is honestly boggling my mind. It's boggling my mind.
I think you have that I would give you the slight edge. Yeah, I think you would get to the quarterback. I do, but I think it would be.
And
a
by the
battle.
Way, if you flip it and put me on O-line, that you give my quarterback 10 dropbacks, he's going 10 for 10, unless the receiver drops the ball.
You're a physical guy. Trust me, I there's a lot of things I wouldn't bet against you on. I think I would bet you. I do.
Okay.
Joseph with his hand up. Go ahead, Joseph.
Michael, if you do that, I have just one request. Actually,
yes, Joe. Yes.
I would like the Bosworth jersey to be worn, and I would like
black.
Paint.
Oh, yes. You don't gotta. You got let me it. Tell you, you don't gotta you got ask.
he's going to show up.
I mean, you would have to ask. I'm not going to show up.
Yeah, he's not going to show up. But I think
I don't know.
That's actually great.
I don't know.
I think it would be awesome. I think it would be awesome. We would see the ferociousness with the eye black.
I mean, I'm going to wear cleats.
If I saw this guy, granted, I'd probably be on the sidelines, but I'd be looking across just like this fucking hardo, dude, like with the neck brace and the fucking, I'd be like, yo, this guy is an absolute.
Why is that hardo?
Hardo. I mean, when you go.
Wasn't back like, in the 90s. It
like
wasn't.
Like your KO spikes.
That was the standard, Michael. Back
KO
in the 90s.
KO spikes now. That's a guy who looked like a football player, man.
Correct.
I mean, you talk about his traps and his jawline. I mean, KO spikes looked like a football player.
And, Mikey, in all seriousness, I think I would give you the edge. I'd have a hard time betting.
I think that Mason is probably. Mason to me looks like for his size, he's just a really gifted natural athlete for his size.
Yeah.
But like my question is like I don't know what Mason's like routine is regiment wise. Like is he a gym guy? I don't know. I don't know if he is. Like if he's not, he's going to be at a major disadvantage.
Right. I don't think he's a gym guy, but you're right about him being an athlete. Like you should see
he's
him.
He's definitely an
golf.
Athlete.
He's an athlete.
I've seen it. He's definitely an athlete.
Scott
I will
hand.
Give
That's
edge.
What I said. What was the first thing I said about Perez when I met Perez when he came to my house the first time for that first Patreon meetup, Bob, way back when he came to my house, I saw the way he moved around. I was like, kid's an athlete.
He's
you
an
could
athlete.
Tell he's an athlete. Put the size away. Like he's a big boy. Put that away. You could tell he's got hands. He moves well. Like he's just an athlete.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Very good, Joey D. Very, very good. Keeping it on rolling here. That's right, AG1, longtime sponsor. We head on over to our buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Let's head over to Joey D for his.
I'm selling this week. I don't know when it got so out of control, but I need to go in and do a deep dive because these subscriptions now are just out of control. I saw I was going through my statements on my Chase app the other day, and I saw Peacock with a charge for, I think it was like $10 or $15, whatever it is they charge. I was like, Peacock? I don't even have Peacock. Turns out I must have gotten it, or Nicole must have signed up for it to watch one game, and they have been continuously charging us.
Don't blame Nicole for that, Joe.
No, I told her probably to do it. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm saying that you sign up for one of these game things, you forget to cancel the subscription, and they have been charging me month by month by month, which has been swept under the rug. I haven't seen it, haven't watched a second of Peacock. Went to sign in the other day. My account is why I know Nicole signed up. My email doesn't have an activation, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how many more other subscriptions am I being charged for that I have no idea? And they make it so that there's like a major football game, a playoff game, or something where you need to watch that. You need to subscribe to watch it. They give you like a 1 or 2 day cancellation period. If you don't go and cancel like right away, like right after, which I'm not like, I guess I'm not on it. You could end up paying for months and months of subscription for one of these apps that you don't even watch. And now there's more and more. There's Paramount. There's all these ones because they now are like, they'll have one or two major channels. And I think, Mikey, you mentioned YouTube TV now with the CBS. Paramount's got it now. And it's just like, they're just coming at you from all angles. And it's like, yo, what are we doing here? So I'm selling the subscriptions because it just gets out of control. There's way too many of them that you need in order to keep track of everything. And then you lose track. There's no way you're watching all of these on a regular basis. I just think it's ridiculous. And I need to start diminishing how many.
That's
I
why like Peacock and all these networks and stuff now, or like the streaming, they get the rights to one game, and I don't even think they're trying to even make their money that day.
No,
on the people watching, they're trying to get people to sign up, and then the amount of people that forget to drop their subscription, which I do
go through
all
the hoops.
Time.
The hoops of cancellation is that's a hoop,
there's
and they make it tough.
There's apps and stuff now, though, Joe, that will like cancel it for you. Like they'll automatically cancel.
Oh,
you ever
really?
Try and
yes,
you ever try and
yes.
unsubscribe from like an email chain? They make it impossible. Like they put the small writing. They make it impossible.
The if you wanted to watch every NFL game this year, playoff and regular season, I think you had to have 5 separate services.
Amazon.
You had to have Amazon Prime, Netflix for the one playoff game, Peacock for the one playoff game. You had to have NFL Network if you wanted to watch the London games. And then what's the other? Like if you wanted to just watch weekly, you got to have either the Red Zone or you got to have YouTube TV. So that's 5 different things you got
to
have, right?
Yeah, because you have to have the cable channel there.
If you don't have
Monday
cable,
night,
I'm saying
Monday night football. Yeah,
right. If you don't have cable, that's
that
fine.
That is.
I mean, everyone thinks they're saving so much money ditching cable.
Well,
I mean,
cable is expensive.
It's very
the cable
expensive,
box
but
is
man,
not
is it reliable. Man, is it reliable?
It is. But I am on the
no
YouTube
delay.
TV train now in the sense of. But they have that thing. It's like a hack where you don't need the delay, which
yes,
is
yes, yes.
Why they wouldn't start with that is crazy to me. I don't get it.
The thing I sent you, Bob?
Yeah. Once I did that, I was fine. I had no issue with it at all. But the delay drove me nuts.
Delay's
now,
tough. Delay's
now
tough.
You don't have to have that.
TikTok saved us on that. You go into the YouTube TV, there's like 3 little dots. You click it and you go there. It's set on default, but you can do remove the delay. And
why would
it,
they ever put the delay in the first
place? That's what Bob's saying.
It doesn't
make
get
any
it.
Sense.
Why? Like, why would that be the default setting? Why would
maybe
you ever want to
that's
watch
some
television
kind of
on
like,
a delay?
It
why?
Might be some kind of agreement between them and the cable companies that they have to do that in order to, I don't know.
I'm sure they have their reasons. If you ask them, I can't imagine. I can't fathom what it is. I just don't get it. I got another sell. This is a sell I feel so passionately about. It drives me nuts, man. I hate these people. And it happened to me the other night. When you're ready to leave somewhere and you're saying, I'm going. I talk about it all the time. It happened to me the other night. The guy that won't let you leave or the guy that shames you for leaving whatever event that you're at. Because that person, when they say, hey, I'm going home. I'm talking about the guy when you say, hey, I'm going home. They go, oh, no, don't go home. You're going to leave your boys like this. You're going to. I hate that guy.
The guilter.
Yes, I hate that guy. Because to me, if somebody said that to me, that person's come to the decision that they want to leave. That they're ready to leave. So why would I want to force them to stay and guilt them into staying there when they've made the decision that they want to go? Let them go. It happened to me the other night. I was furious about it. I went out.
It might be one of Bob's biggest, like,
I was going to say, we have to.
I think it is.
This is exacerbated because, as we know, Bobby Bedtimes likes to get home nice and early. He does.
He does
like to get home nice and early. But I do know what you're saying. Like, they start with the guilt and the bullshit. Like, come on, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And
I will say this,
is,
Bob.
I
is that it shows that
12.
You're a fun guy to spend. Yeah, that's a long one. But it will say that it shows it could be worse. You could be like, all right, I'm going, and nobody says anything. It shows that people want you to be around.
Yeah. All right, see you later.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah,
like you should have left an hour ago. You know what I mean? Like glass half full. At least it means that like you're a good presence. People want you around.
Right, because I do make a point. I know I'm going to leave early. That when I'm there, I try and really be the straw that stirs the drink. Like I'm going to give you everything that I got, which I felt like I did till it was a little past 12. Which for me, it's really late. And then I'm getting shamed. What actually had happened was our buddy started a nightclub. Not a nightclub. It's like a high-end lounge. So we went out. Jet went with me. And, we were having a really good time. Me and him both looked at each other. And he's like me. He's ready to go at a certain time. He's ready to go. I call the Uber. The Uber's here. So I go to get him. And he's talking to a really pretty girl. Mm-hmm. So he's chatting her up. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit on this. I didn't want to interrupt that.
Sure.
So I just let the Uber just sit there. And then the guy ends up leaving. I was like, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves the girl. I call another Uber. Uber arrives. He's talking to another girl. So I said, holy shit. That Uber then gets there. And I said, look, I'm not letting this one go 2 in a row. I said, Yums, do your thing. Have fun. I end up leaving. He stays another 2 hours. So Lord only knows what happens after that. Don't want to expose his business. But that guy sucks who does that. It's just, I just hate it. It's that person has made up their mind that they want to leave. And they
now, would you care if that guy, who obviously knows who you are, watches this show this week and sees you saying this and knows, fuck, I'm that guy?
You know what? He needs to know. He needs to know.
Okay.
Yeah. It might ruffle some feathers, but he's got to know.
I think it may.
Just Bob, let them
I've learned with
go.
Bob when he's ready to go.
Oh yeah, just let him go.
You're not winning. I think I did it like once a long time ago, but I've been pretty good. Like ever since I know how Bob is when he's ready to go. Bob is like a starting pitcher. You know you're getting his A stuff. He's putting in 5-6 innings.
Yeah.
And then you got to call the closer. You got to call the reliever.
He's got a tight pitch count. He's like Mike Mussina.
Yeah,
100 pitches. That's it.
If you keep him longer than that, like you run the risk that he's not going to be on his A game. So you might as well just enjoy what he's bringing. Yeah. He's going to bring his A game. He's going to throw the heat while he's in there. And when he's done, it's clear he's done. His time is up. And you bring in the closer.
You do a good job of that. You let me go, Joe. You always have. You've done a very good job.
Well, I've also become now to the point as I gotten older, I used to be the guy who'd be there till the crows came home. And now I'm the guy who, like,
till the crows came home.
Yeah, like the guy who waits till the end of the night. Like, I'm the last, I'm shutting the place down.
Mikey, is that a thing? Is that a thing?
I mean, I don't believe so. I think it's that is a saying till the something comes home, but
it might be cows. I might have screwed that up. Yeah. Well, the crows come out late, you can hear them squawking. But anyways, my point is, as I've gotten older, I'm more like Bob in the sense now that like I don't stay really, really late places. Like I get the urge to leave early too. So I actually have some empathy towards it. I get it.
But there was a time when I was younger, Joe's got the kid excuse.
It's to be excuse. Honest, it is no, a great excuse. And anyone who complains about if you say I gotta go home because you know
nobody will nobody will complain.
Or I got a kid. If they do, they're a scumbag.
Nobody
they're
will.
A bona fide scumbag.
And you know
it's
what?
The ultimate get out of jail free card.
It really is. And I bet there are people out there that would still shame that. Like just say, oh, just
that's
get the babies.
There's both sides to that fence. There's people that would definitely still shame it, and then there's definitely people who abuse the card. You know, you can't use the kid every time.
I would abuse.
I know you would, but I'm just saying.
You might see the point
to that fence.
When you go out, if you're out with people you don't know, you might just say, "I got to go home to my kid." They might not even know. You could still use it.
True. Mikey, let's go to you. Buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm selling it. We got a triple sell this week. I'm selling this week too. And I know we've sold this before, but not this exactly. So I know Joe has sold the weather before. I'm not selling the weather, although the weather here has been fucking awful. I'm selling the weather man, the weather forecasters, these people in the business of telling you what kind of weather is going to be happening. I looked at my phone app, the standard weather app that comes with the iPhone. I looked 3 days ago. It said for next Thursday. Now this was Thursday of this week. So a full week out, 100% chance of snow next Thursday. 100%. Now, when you say something at any point is 100%, there's no going back on that because you just said it's an absolute guaranteed. That's like me saying, you know, Alabama's going to beat Auburn today 100%. When I say that, there's no going back. How do you not? Now, by the way, today it's like 65%. How are these people allowed to operate like this? With this latitude of being able to, these people can just do whatever they want. They've been doing it forever. Nobody holds them accountable. They could miss like nobody else's business. They could miss completely. They'll say it's going to be 13 inches of snow. It ends up being a fucking dusting. People complain, but nothing ever changes. They don't lose their jobs.
To be honest, Mikey.
What kind of a job is that? If I only had to be right, they don't even have to be right 50% of the time, these fucking people.
Mikey, it's just to the point where if they say it's going to be a blizzard and they're wrong, people are so happy that they're wrong that they don't even complain.
That might be their strategy. They might. Intentionally say. Now, do you remember, Bob, you watch Curb, right? You're a Curb guy?
Yeah.
The episode where the guy forecasts rain so he could get the golf course to himself and Larry David finds out. Now, this is how I'm saying. They predicted 100% chance of a blizzard next Thursday, and now it's already down to like 50% chance, 35%. I just, and apologies to any meteorologist that watch this show. I'm sure there's got to be somebody.
There's going to be somebody, for sure.
But you meteorologists need to comment and say how you're getting away with murder for all these years, because there's no other industry like it where you could get paid to be wrong. You get paid to be wrong all the time.
You know what's the worst thing ever is the most inconsistent thing of all time, like the weather app on your phone, the one that the iPhone gives you.
Oh, yeah.
It's not terrible. Good. It never is good. Right. Yeah.
It's not good. It's just not good. It's
yeah.
Not good.
Especially if you go on a trip, if you're traveling and you want to see like what the weather pattern looks like for while you're there, like you can't rely on that shit half the time.
It's really bad.
The thing. Don't ever say 100% a week out in advance. You can't say 99%. Give yourself the scapegoat. Say 99%. You can't say 100%, Bob. Say 100%.
Unless you are going on vacation. Like, I don't ever I think like older people, like my dad watches like the weather on the news and like can tell you like what's coming weather. Up.
It
in the
comes
week.
With age.
It does. I feel like the younger people don't look, like, I don't watch them tell you the week. Yeah. Like my dad can tell you what's supposed to happen next Sunday weather wise.
Yeah. Good for him.
It's just it's an age thing, I think, for sure.
It is. It comes with age. I mean, yeah, I like to monitor the weather.
He'll probably need to come back on the show next week to defend himself, but that's neither here nor
there. I'll be in his corner on that.
Well,
and I bet you he doesn't appreciate these weathermen either. I bet you.
Yeah, yeah, you can't do it. It's a good sell. It really is. You got a triple sell. Put up the threes, boys. Put up the threes. Before we get into our top five, I want to apologize, Mikey. And I felt really, really bad, man. It turns out it is, but it really could have been bad. I almost ruined Dickie Gass's surprise birthday just from my perspective.
I mean, it still may be ruined. I don't know yet. I'll find out tonight.
I thought you said I was in the clear.
Well, here's the thing. The dinners, so let's just preface this. It was my birthday this past Wednesday. The boys were overly kind to me. Everybody appreciated. Shout out everybody who reached out. Thank you. Bob sends me over, I don't know, $200 worth of Carvel ice cream it had to be. He was in the clouds. He was somewhere on planet Pluto when he did this, because there's no way anyone could even conceive this order. In a sober
live,
state of mind.
You could tell he was somewhere else.
I was cooked, man.
Three Carvel Natos, which I guess is the equivalent of like the Dairy Queen Blizzards and the big old boys. Like the big, like not like little small ones to taste, like the big fucking large size, three of them, two pints of ice cream, and ice cream cake that said, "We will miss you," which I didn't even know what the fuck.
That was wild.
It was just insane. A fucking sleeve of chip witches. It was disgusting. Anyway, long story short, I go on Instagram Live. I'm like, I'll go on the live. I'll taste test everything. People get a kick out of it, whatever. During the live, Bob comes in and he says, "You know, you got Richie's birthday. You got Dickie Gass's birthday thing too. Have fun at that." Now, when I heard it, I froze and looked at Holly. She was in the corner of the room and she heard it. And I looked out of the corner of my eye and I just pivoted to a totally different conversation. Tried not to even acknowledge it. Now, tonight, Saturday night, we're recording is the actual dinner. This episode comes out Tuesday, so I'm not letting any cat out of the bag. I will find out tonight whether or not this surprise actually got
out
of the bag.
He does join those lives a lot.
He does. Now,
does he
I
really?
Feel, yes, oh, yeah. But here's my thing. Rich is the type of guy that I think he would have reached out to me immediately and been like, "See you Saturday." Like, he would be a dickhead about it. Because I mean, we call him
I actually feel like Dickie Gass doesn't like surprises. So I actually feel like maybe you did him a solid, Bob.
We don't know. We don't know what happened. I'll find out tonight. But if Bob ruined the birthday surprise, that's something to be talking about.
You know, when I like message Holly to send you something, I almost feel like she knows how absurd it's going to be, that she almost tries to convince me not to send anything. It's almost like
she's told me that she says to you, "Don't send anything."
Yeah, she does. She does. She like really pushes me away from sending anything, because I think she knows how I'm not.
What was the last one you sent him before? Was the Burger King? Was a Wendy's?
$100 worth of Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. And Mikey,
I mean, that I ate. Yeah, that I ate. Well, that was like I hadn't eaten, and I think it was a weekend. This guy sent me $200 of ice cream on a Wednesday night. Joe, you know me. I
Bob,
try to
next time you
got to
send him Chinese next time, Bob.
but you got to be careful where you order from, though.
I didn't know you follow my guy. That's been my guy.
Big John loves Big John.
Big John. Big John?
Oh, Big John's great.
Pork fried rice, two chicken and rice balls.
Give me two pork balls. Hong Kong chicken. Let's have it. Bash. He's great. He's great.
Who's that?
Give me a Hong Kong style pork, Hong Kong style chicken chow mein, pork balls, barbecue spare ribs. Let's have it. Big John.
Pork fried rice, Hong Kong style.
Hong Kong style. Bash. He's great. He's great, bro. He's tremendous. This guy, so all he does, this guy, is just order insane amount of Chinese food, and he's just this British guy. He's just tremendous. Tremendous. Holy looks shit. Like he came, yo, right out of a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yo, that's exactly how he talks. Boss. Bam. Yeah, that's amazing. When I find somebody on TikTok that, like, somebody else watches, like Joe was watching the guy that I love, Vic and John.
Alan, Big Alan, Vicky.
That made me so happy because I watch these guys.
By the way, he's going on a diet program and he ain't dieting at all.
No, yeah.
That's my concern with Big John, man. This guy's a ticking time bomb. He eats, Joe. This guy eats like he's going to the electric chair. It's sick. He eats Chinese every week.
Does the Chinese look good that he's getting?
Yeah, it does, Joe. But awesome. I mean, like, he orders, like, my New Year's Day order. He does that every week.
Joe, it looks like that Vancouver Chinese, man.
Can I tell you something? The one thing that we're missing here in Florida, it looks good.
The Hong Kong style.
The one thing I miss so much in Florida here is we don't have good Chinese, dude.
Is that right?
Terrible.
Yandel keeps preaching there's a spot, Bob, he's got to take us to in Fort Lauderdale.
There's got to be a good spot.
But around us, I have not found it. If anybody knows in, like,
I got you.
You do?
Yeah,
is
I got
it good, though, Bob? Close. Like, is it?
It's really good.
Because Nicole and I, that's one thing. I miss it, man, so much.
This place is good. It ain't Vancouver, but it's really good.
It was so fun seeing Mikey at that dinner table when I was just ordering the works.
That video Joe ordered was so great. That was like the equivalent of a Big John order.
Bro, I couldn't believe John. But you know, his son is like a pro boxer.
Everything this guy does is just so aligned with British. Like, it's just so like, it's just, like I said, he's like a character from a Guy Ritchie movie.
Let me get one more bosh.
Bam. Joe, you got to look up this guy. He's great.
Big John
is his name?
Yeah. He's terrific. All his videos are just him putting in just whopper, like, big old Chinese orders. And then they eat. It's the things you could do to get famous nowadays.
He's got like half a milli.
He's great.
Whoa. Yeah. Bro, on Instagram or TikTok?
On Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Like, yeah, he's a dog.
You know, we saw at Waste Management. It was the nicest guy of all time. Kutzy was talking to him for like an hour. It's Cooking with Daryl. You know Cooking with Daryl?
Yeah, we were supposed to link up when I was at when me and Holly went out for Ohio State Northwestern because he was there for that.
Today, we're doing shrimp fried rice on the Blackstone. Yeah.
What's his catchphrase?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. A little bit of Cabernet. You kidding me?
From Mino's Steaks. We got steaks from Mino's. I love
when he does on the thing with the two spatulas, and he's like, today we're throwing down breakfast burritos.
Do you know who does it to a T?
You kidding me?
Nicky Smigs does it. It is the
really
funniest
well,
impression.
Really close, no?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Him and Daryl
and his dad, Rocky, are like
bro,
really close.
They got it. What an interesting.
He's a really good dude, man.
Oh, he was on the first ever episode of Bob Does Sports. Mr. Rocky Smigs. Handle it like a seasoned fucking vet, dude.
How about that spread they put out when we were out there?
Oh,
really not. Mrs. Smigs.
The pageantry.
Mrs. Smigs is a saint, bro. By the way, that woman is like a quintessential Italian.
I think Dre did the charcuterie board,
yeah,
which was
really
like,
nice. Really nice.
The pageantry.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, very nice.
Remember Jerry Don's son was running around? Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right, let's get into our top five here, fellas. It's gonna be an interesting top five because after we go past round one. But look, when we put the Twitter thing out, this was what so many people had put. I mean, Mikey, you put it out. I'll always repost it. And this one comes up all the time, so it's going to be interesting.
You guys got to keep sending those suggestions in every Saturday or Sunday morning when we put that tweet out, because we're going based off those. We're going to use your guys' ideas. That's it.
Yeah, it's been great. It really has. So another top five. Mikey V took home the top five. I had another brutal one. I got smoked. Mikey V came in first. Joe came in second. I came in third. Top five podcast. It's going to be top five podcasts. Cannot use any of our own. So Sportsman, Brilliantly Dumb Show, Bob the Sports Podcast, all gone. Mikey, I'll go to you on when you would like to pick.
I'll go one.
He's going to go one. Joey D, where would you like to go?
Yeah, I'll go three.
He's going to go three. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Take the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, it's the right play. Give me pardon my take.
I'll go with some guys we just collab with, Spitting Chicklets. I thought they're tremendous.
Had them on there.
And then on the next one, I'm going to go with Theo Vaughn. I think he's hysterical.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Okay. Give me Sunday Conversation, Caleb Presley.
Now, is that a podcast or a show? Or that's fine if it's a show.
I think it's on Spotify. So that's all I'm saying. There's going to be some that are a little, you could make that argument, but I think it's on Spotify.
That's fine. Okay. Dude.
It's going to get a little dicey here, fellas. Dude,
this is going to be fucking horrible, man. I like the Theo Vaughn pick, Joe. That was a good one.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys were gonna get that.
I'll take the Bill Burr, the Monday morning podcast, Bill Burr.
Oh, I didn't have that. It's good.
And then I gotta go again. Fuck.
You almost don't want to go.
I don't. I just want this one to be over, I'll be honest. But it's good. Two Bears, One Cave. That's one that I've listened to before. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always I've never listened to that, but I always see it at the top of the list.
It's funny. You know, like, it's funny, and I don't really, I mean, but again, like, I don't listen, I wouldn't say I listen to full episodes. Rogan I do, because I like Rogan. But.
Okay. Bobby? Man, it's going to end up getting dicey. I'm going heavy Barstool here, but give me Sports Advisors. Sports Advisors is one of my all-time favorites.
I'll go with Pat McAfee's show.
It's a good one.
And then, I will go back on the other side with, give me the Caller Daddy chick.
She's very popular, isn't she? That's like a huge podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, for someone who doesn't listen to a lot of podcasts, I've actually listened to a few of her episodes. I think she's pretty good. She used to be the second chick with her, and now it's just her.
Well, she kind of changed her content. So she used to just, like, talk a lot, like, sexual stuff, blowjobs, and, like, she used to get, like, really, really raunchy. Now she's kind of like a Diane Sawyer. Like, now she brings people on
she's
for,
legit.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's more... It's definitely a different conversation. I'm going to go with one I probably could have got it late, but it's really good. The Sean Ryan Show is one of the biggest podcasts. He does a lot of military guys, and the stories on there are pretty fascinating.
I'm going to go finish it off back-to-back Barstool or Barstool Associate. I'm going to go one of my absolute favorite short-form video segment series of all time. I thought it was an all-time idea. Give me Jerry Fragrance. Give me Jerry Fragrances in the four hall. I love that's short form, man, Bob. Dude. That's short form, Bob. Give me Jerry Fragrance.
I mean, I would almost let him keep it, Bob.
Jerry Fragrance is all time.
Jerry Fragrance was
smell
on
that.
The wall.
Smell that. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Baccarat, 540.
Baccarat, 540. Baccarat, 540. All right. I got Jerry Fragrance, and then... wrap around with what's his name? I like him. The Only Stan show where he brings on the Only Fans.
Love
kicks.
Glenny Balls. We saw
Glenny
him
Balls
recently.
Is good. He's funny.
He's a great guy, man.
Yeah.
Only Stans. Give me that.
I think I'm gonna get ripped from my knees. But yo, I want that picture. I want to hang that picture up.
That's
Let me
hilarious.
See that picture again.
He's got that mullet there. Look at that.
Yo, I want that. Wait, let me take a picture of that. I want to send. I want that so bad.
Background five forward. Five,
yeah, four. That's amazing. Hang that up back there would be awesome. I think I'm gonna get fucking smoked for this, dude. I think this ruins the list because people love to hate on him. It's not bad. They have good guests on. Give me New Heights. Give me the Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey podcast. People hate on Taylor, so I think I'm gonna get roasted, but
isn't it really popular? I mean,
huge.
Of course
I mean,
it's popular. Of course it's popular.
See, there's the hater right there. That's the hater.
What
that's
do you mean?
The hater right there.
I gotta be honest, man. Travis Kelsey stock is not looking too bright right now, man. The guy,
friend
I mean,
program.
That was a tough showing in the Super Bowl.
Friend
I like
of the,
listen.
Friend of the program here, Michael.
Yeah, no, I know, but that was a tough 48
how
hours
the tune
after the
would
Super
change
Bowl.
If he met Travis in real life, man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not trying to I'm not trying to like rip on Travis Kelsey. I'm just saying like it was a rough little stint there over Super Bowl weekend. Like it was rough. Like it looked really bad. It was
there's
bad.
Been guys that I, you know, couldn't stand. They agreed to come on the Brilliant Dumb Show or the Bubba Sports and they, you know, I'll change my tune really, really quick.
So do I have one more pick left?
Yes,
yeah,
you do. You're the
day.
Last pick, Joseph.
I'm actually going to take one that I'm surprised it slipped through the cracks. I think this guy's hysterical. And I've listened to a couple of their episodes. The Bad Friends podcast with Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee. I think Santino is fucking hysterical.
Santino's very, very funny. I like Santino a lot. Friend of the program. Another
what is that? What's the name of that, Joe? Bad
it's called Bad Friends. Friends. It's really funny. It's him and his Asian friend, Bobby Lee. They're just fucking hysterical.
Okay, Mikey, let's roll. Let's roll through them.
You got Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, Monday Morning, Two Bears, One Cave, Jerry Fragrance, Only Stands, Bob's Got, Pardon My Take, Sunday Conversations, Sports Advisors, Sean Ryan, Kelsey Brothers, Cutsy Has, Spittin' Chicklets, Theo Von, Pat McAfee, Caller Daddy, and Bad Friends. Could be interesting week.
I think it's
depends.
Gonna be Joe.
Depends. Yeah.
Be tight, but my guess would initial instinct would be Joe.
All right.
All right. Good one there. Another good quality episode there of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, week by week, we're here, you're here. We love having you. And just like this week, we'll see you next week. We love you. We appreciate you. Big happy birthday to Dickie Gas. Hope I didn't ruin that surprise there. That's pretty tough.
We'll find out in a few short hours.
Please let me. When's it start? Yeah,
8 o'clock start. 8 o'clock
okay,
start.
I thought I was in the clear. I didn't know. Man. All right.
I think you are in the clear. My money is you being in the clear. I will know for certain because he will definitely tell me tonight. But I think you're in the clear. I
you
think he
right,
would have
though.
Said something.
He would
I think
be
he would
a
have
prick,
said something.
Though, and be like, yes. yeah. So that yeah. makes me feel good. And, yeah. and tell Holly I'm done sending stuff for a while.
Oh, I don't believe that.
For a while.
He really does.
Until that Thin Mint Frosty drops, Joseph.
Yeah, that
he's
is
he's going to send you the variety pack.
Huh. Oh, the Eggo waffles.
The Eggos I will send.
We need
the
that.
Eggos I will send.
Are they out now?
They are. I don't know where, but yeah.
Stu Leonard's.
Stu. Right.
That does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. We'll see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.